Welcome to the Sweetest and Toughest Job Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm a mom to three, and on the show, we are celebrating the sweet moments and also deep diving into the tough topics surrounding pregnancy, postpartum, and parenting. Today's conversation is with Jennifer Blossom. Jennifer is a boy mom of two, an occupational therapist, and CEO founder of Blossoming Moms. Her mission is to unravel the quote-unquote hot mess mom stigma and help moms live more joy and peace in the everyday of motherhood. I mean, who doesn't want more of that? So today we're really focusing on how to manage motherhood well. And I know that that title can maybe sound a little convoluted, and what does that actually mean? What we're diving into is how you can manage the overwhelm of motherhood. Sometimes it can be so all-consuming. So we're talking about taking a step back to make certain changes. And she specifically talks about some tips and things that you can do in the everyday. We're talking about reclaiming identity in motherhood, time management and prioritization tips, and also mentality strategies around time management for just the day-to-day. And this applies whether you're a working mom or a stay-at-home mom. We're also talking about simple shifts to make motherhood more manageable. I really hope that you take away something from my conversation with Jennifer. She has so much energy. You can tell that it's infectious. I had so much fun talking to her, and we just really had such an organic, wonderful conversation. I do hope you enjoy it, and please let us know what you think. You can connect with us on Instagram, on social media. You can always drop me an email. I'd love, love, love to hear from you. If you have a second to write a rating or review, that's wonderful as well. But feedback is so important, and I want to always create content for you. So without further ado, here's my chat with Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hey, girl. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm going to let you kick everything off and tell everyone about yourself.
Yes. Well, I'm so honored to be here. I think that just the way technology allows us to connect as moms and women and just as a community is just so incredible. So thank you for having me. So for all of your listeners who don't know me, my name is Jennifer Blossom. I am a boy mom to two little boys, Brody and Cole. We live with my husband right south of Anchorage, Alaska. And right now there's like 8 feet of snow at the time of this recording in our backyard. So I can't even.
We were just joking before I hit record about how I'm in Nashville and we just got an ice snowstorm and we have like maybe 2 inches. I don't know. And everything's shut down here. So props to you for living in 8 feet.
Girl, as I'm like, we're going to get our shovels and we're going to go snowblow after this. So there's that. It's like very much Alaskan life. But all that to say, really have a heart and a passion and a whole just mission and message and movement around helping overwhelmed moms simplify motherhood. I feel like now more than ever, moms are just drowning in the chaos that can be motherhood. And there is just these spinoff movements of like being a hot mess and being okay with being overly busy and being okay with just accepting the fact that motherhood is super chaotic and we can't show up and be ourselves. And I was in that rut. Like when I first became a mom, I got my butt kicked so hard and I had to figure out a different way because it was terrible. Like it was so draining. Mind, body, soul, and just looking back on my journey and becoming an occupational therapist and walking through seasons of infertility, I really had to dive deep into tools to figure out different systems and habits and strategies so I could overcome this overwhelm because I knew if I was struggling with this, that other moms had to be struggling with it as well. And so what I learned in my journey is that when we can prioritize things like our mindset, time management, little habits and tricks to reclaim our motherhood, we can just not only feel better ourselves, but better connect with our kids, our husband, our spouse, and just the way we show up and do mom life. And so my passion is to help moms do just that, because when you can learn those strategies and break free on the other side, like life just gets so much easier and so much better. And we can give those tools to our kids that change and equip generations to come. So
it's such a wonderful mission and purpose to go after. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we don't give ourselves credit when we become moms or allow ourselves the space that like okay, your life is turned upside down, right? There's life like before you're a parent, and then there's life after you're a parent. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like, what happened to you personally where you felt like, I need to make some changes?
Yeah. Well, I think like having these conversations is so vital, because in this perfectly decorated Pinterest Instagram world, it can seem like so many moms have it all together. And that was my pitfall of like going from, mm-hmm. So I went to grad school, got my doctorate, blah, 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 did all that super like stressful time of my life, but everything was so rigid and it was so like planned, and it was like this pre-child life, right? And it was like, so regardless of like whether you're getting whatever college or you're traveling or you're working, like there, like you said, like there is just like pre-child life. And then you mm-hmm. become parents. I feel like no matter how many books you read or podcasts you listen to or blogs you read, like nothing prepares you more for becoming a mom than actually becoming a mom. And so all of my like expectations of what I thought motherhood was going to be like, it just completely turned upside down, right? So we had like my first was a super whiny and colicky and wasn't sleeping and all of these things. And it was just like not what I had imagined at all. So things like not bonding with my baby right away, mm-hmm. sleepless nights, not knowing how to communicate with my husband, letting the house completely unravel. And it just felt like everything I was trying to manage from like relationships, house, food, job, bills was just piling down on top of me. And I could not get a step forward. And it felt like every single day I was getting further and further and further behind. It just been like pressing onto my chest. And so there was just one moment where I just like had this massive meltdown in our kitchen, just the uncontrollable sob and cry of just like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And it was in that moment that I had this like really big heart to heart with my husband of like, I don't feel like me. Like I was spiraling into depression and anxiety, and like something has to change, or I know like I'm going to be in a really, really bad place, mentally and emotionally. And so it was in that moment that I was just like, okay, like that basically you're at a crossroads. Like you can continue to do what you do, like you're doing right now, and that's not working, or figure out how to transform like your mind and your time and all of these things, like baby steps first, to create that momentum in your life. And so it was in that moment that I was like, yeah, things got to change. And so that's what led me to where I am today, of just experiencing that hurt and that hard, and then realizing that like, I gotta buck up and bootstrap and figure this out, or it's not going to change.
I imagine so many moms can relate to that, because whether it's your first kid, second, third, however many kids you have, it can be so overwhelming. Yeah. And I for sure had moments like that where I'm just like in tears thinking like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this. I'm like spiraling out of control. Like everything is chaos, you know, yeah. Just pure chaos. And you just feel like, you know, a tornado spinning around the room, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you think, what are some things that moms can do? Like, how can you take that step back and think, I don't have to just muscle through this as a mess every day?
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think, where so many moms get stuck, is that we do feel so overwhelmed, and that overwhelm can come in different seasons, right? It's not like
for sure.
You're overwhelmed once and then never comes back. It's like, no, like your kids are newborn and then they become toddlers. And then it's like the overwhelm comes, it doesn't just go away. Like it comes mm-hmm. in different seasons and different ways, and having those, that almost like that mental resilience to know how to be at your like peak performance, I use like in air quotes, but to know how to handle things that come your way in and out different seasons is key for moms. And so, yeah, that's the big question, is like, what do we do? And what is that next right step when everything feels so overwhelming? And that's where I was too. I was like, I was so overwhelmed. I didn't even know where to start. And I think that's where so many moms get stuck, is that we think there's this like big cookie cutter answer of like, you have to start here and this is where your life begins to change. But what I have found in working with hundreds of thousands of moms is that taking a pause, like really taking time to do that self-reflection and that inner work first of, hey, like, where's my check-in? Like, how am I feeling? And doing a brain dump, like taking time at night or just like carving out some space for you to think, like really getting a piece of paper or your journal out and listing out like, how am I currently feeling right now? Like, what are my thoughts? What are my fears? What are my anxieties? What are my worries? Am I stressed? Like really going deep into that self realization, that self, just like actualization of like, who am I we lose ourselves, right, in motherhood. Mm-hmm. So if I've lost myself, who am I? Like, how do I feel? Like, what in everything that you're feeling, get it out on paper, because we can't change anything unless we know like where we're at right now. So taking a moment to pause and to get everything out on paper, and then to really look at that and say, okay, this is where I am, like completely guilt-free, completely like judgment-free, get it all out there. And then looking at what is that next right step forward. And so where I always have our moms start is with that focus point. Because if we don't know or have that vision of what we want to experience in life, in our motherhood, in our relationships, like what our values are, what our purpose is, if we don't even know where that is, like how can we take that next right step forward? And so you purge all this crap out of your head and get it out on paper, and then take a step back and really think about what is important to me and into my life. Like, what is important? What is my calling? What is my purpose? Like, who am I here? And doing that deep work of, yeah, like this is what I want, and this is what I'm being called to out of my life. Once you can create that vision, then it's all about taking those baby steps forward, which we can totally get into later, daily to create that momentum. And that's how we start to create those systems and those habits in place. But oftentimes we lose ourselves. We don't know what step to go or how to go or how fast to go or what to do. And it just becomes this chaotic whirlwind and we can never catch our footing. And so purging our thoughts, purging how we feel, getting out, seeing it, and then casting that vision for ourselves and tuning into what we want to experience in life and cultivate that, what's important. Like, those are really the cornerstones for getting that foundation on a solid ground.
I think that's such great advice and good practices to do. I wonder, like, what do you say to the mom that even feels like that's hard? Because we can talk about like identity a little bit and how you can lose yourself a little bit and think like, sure, where do I want to go from here? And how do you take the steps to figure that out? Because yeah, I think that can be really challenging.
Yeah.
For both stay at home and working moms too.
For like, sure. That can be so, and that in itself, and you're like, okay, that's a great start, but that in itself feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
So breaking that down even more, like really practical steps. So taking 5 minutes or 10 minutes for yourself every single day, whether it is in the morning before the kids get up, if you're like, yeah, that's not happening, like do it before you go to bed. Like just creating a pocket of time where you can think, like really think. And for me, like what has really helped is like a guided thought process. Cause I'm like, I have like monkey mind, like my brain's just like going and going and going and going
all
going
the time.
Right. And so like thinking about like getting some kind of like guided meditation or like the Calm app is amazing. Mm. There are different apps that you can choose. Like Soul Space is a great app, different apps that really help walk you through this, or even like books, podcasts, like audiobooks, looking at ways to fill your mind with positive thinking, positive like people to help pull you out of where you're at right now. Because sometimes we can get so caught and so stuck in our mind that we need that like extra guided motivation or speaking or thoughts or like whatever to help steer our thoughts in the right direction. So my best advice, like practically to get started, just like in a way that's totally manageable, is to carve out like 10 minutes out of your day, or even like while you're cooking dinner or driving, making it work like with your day, to really piggyback those thoughts of like, okay, like, yes, I can see this. I can experience this. I am being led like towards like little action steps to think and to speak and to move. Like having that voice in your head can be so, so helpful.
Okay. I want to take like a little piece of what you said and talk a little bit about time management, because I think that can be especially challenging for moms. A lot of my listeners have moms of really small children, like under 6 years old. And we all know how that day can be with a toddler, a baby. It's like you're in a time warp. And even though the day can feel long, sometimes you turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, it's 4 o'clock. Like, where did the whole day go? So what's your advice on like kind of time management and getting that to a manageable level?
Yes. Okay. So this also can be so overwhelming for moms, because we think that this message from culture, right? It's like the latest Pinterest schedule or a planner or an app, and all those these things are great. What we're really lacking is the number one, like the focus, right? Because if we are just being a planner or an app or a schedule to manage all the stuff, like we have too much stuff on our plate, first of all. So number one, like again, where is your focus? What's important for you right now in this season? Because I have found that so often moms are trying to keep up with too many things all at once and kind of for the wrong reasons. And so if we can get really, really clear about, it's not about doing more, right? Like what's most important for you, for your family right now in this season, and put your focus on that. That can help to generate that momentum and taking those action steps to create like more time in your day. So that's first and foremost. Number two, like getting very clear on what distracts you. I feel like we spend so much time being distracted and sometimes we don't even know we are distracted. So our days are full with things like email pings or social media notifications or phone calls or texts. And that's just our phone, right? So if you take away your phone or can put away, not like actually take it away, but really have those boundaries of like, okay, I'm going to take off notifications. I'm going to have times, you know, specific times where I check in on social media instead of always having it on my phone where it's easy to grab or grab first thing in the morning, like taking a hard look about your social media habits and thinking about how often that is pulling and distracting you, you know, from your time and from your doing things that matter most, like that's huge. And that's just like a phone distraction. Like what other distractions are being pulled, you know, in your day and pulling your direction and attention? Like that is huge when it comes to time management. So looking at your focus, looking at your distractions, and then looking at how you can really 10X your time management and productivity in a way that works for your motherhood and for your specific season. I think that as moms, like we've got to have that grace on ourselves because we are told like to do more, to have more things on our plate, to be more for more people. And it's like, if we can get rid of all these balls that we're trying to juggle that don't serve us in our season right now and that are adding more stress to our life than they are good, and we can really intentionally take back just the balls that we need to do, that we want to do, and that are going to bring our family joy and purpose and meaning and fulfillment, like that's when your schedule begins to become lighter and more fulfilling and more meaningful for you and for your season. Now, practically, what this looks like and how we can really help moms to take back control over their time is getting away from this hour to hour time blocking. I don't know about you, but like when I first became a mom, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to be so great. From 8 to 9 in the morning, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get my workout in. And from 9 to 10. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted. Like this didn't happen because life happened. And so, yes. Well, like, yeah. And so like what happens is like in motherhood, like life happens, toddler meltdowns happens, like the unexpected happens. And so we have to be able to construct our days with both flexibility and also structure. And so what I have found to be super, super helpful is if we, as moms, like whether you are working in the home, working out of the home, a stay-at-home mom, like really whatever season you're in, working with chunks within your day. So a morning chunk, an afternoon chunk, and an evening chunk, and then filling in those chunks with just like 4 to 5 things that you need to get done. We overfill our schedule with so many things, and then it leaves us feeling super defeated. So plugging in like 4 to 5 things that you want to get done every day, plugging them in like, okay, the morning chunk, the afternoon chunk, or the evening chunk, and then, you know, flipping those if they don't work, like just really working with that fluidity of your day. And then having like a bucket of like things that you would like to do, but you don't have to do them, is such a great approach for moms because we have the freedom to get our stuff done without this rigid time blocking schedule. We can kind of rotate things as we need to. And then we don't feel defeated because our list is like never done, right? I feel like so many moms are working from this never ending to-do list. So we can take that list down and focus on what's most important and then have like a, I call it like a bucket and pull things from the bucket to do if you have time. Like that's great, but you don't have to do it. Like that in itself is so liberating for moms. So does that help?
It totally does. And these are such great points that I'm just sitting here like my wheels are turning because I've never really thought about it that way myself. And it makes sense. Like when we have these huge lists of things that we need to get done in a day and life happens, like you described, you feel defeated. Like, oh my gosh, the house is a mess. Laundry's not done. Like, you know, whatever. Yeah. I didn't cook dinner from scratch tonight, whatever you is on your list, or you had that important meeting at work that ran too late. So you couldn't do X, Y, Z on your way home. Whatever it is, like, I do think that as moms, we try to do it all. And, you know, that's great. And sometimes it's achievable, but setting yourself up for success, I feel like
yes.
what you're saying is yes. a huge part of trying to manage motherhood and doing sure. it well, like what we're
yeah.
talking about.
Well, and then like going, and we could like totally have a sequel on this, but like really having an assessment of your days and figuring out, okay, like if I see my day in chunks, like morning, noon, and night, and then I can go even deeper and create those systems. And two of the most like tangible systems that I teach moms are number one, like meal prep and meal prep management, because we all have to eat. And number two, like mm-hmm. house management, because most of us don't have like a house cleaner or like whatnot. So really looking at how we can create systems within our home. So maybe it's like on a Saturday or Sunday night, like you plan out dinners for your week. And it's not like this rigid, again, like a Pinterest, like 15 step dinner. Like it's literally like list out your dinners for the week. And that way, you know, on Monday night, you're having tacos, or like Monday night, if tacos don't work, like you're going to switch like Monday and Wednesday's like dinners. Like you just make it work for you and for your family. Maybe for chores, like you get into the habit of doing one load of laundry every single day. And you can anchor that onto after you make your morning coffee, like make your morning coffee, start a little laundry, and then go about your day. And then you just do like one chore a day. So whether that chore is vacuuming or doing the trash or like whatever. So you really look at how can you create these little simple shifts that make your motherhood more manageable. That way it's not this huge, like daunting, overwhelming task that so many moms are experiencing, you know?
Awesome suggestions. I will say that I have been meal planning lately and it is like a game changer.
Right?
It's a game changer. It's just one less stressful thing to worry about at the end yes. of the day when you've had like a crazy day. I'll do four meals a week. Like that seems manageable yes. to me, you know, and then yes. the rest I'll fill yes. in with like quick, easy things or takeout or something like that.
Yes.
But yes, having like those four you can pull from. And like you said, I'm at the phase of my life where I'm like, I am not cooking from, you know, Julia Child's cookbook. Like there's yeah. no like oh. five course French cooking going on.
Right?
Like we're talking like 30 minutes or less, dinner's on the table.
Get them in. Yes. And that like, that is the beauty of it. Of just like, you don't have to have these like elaborate 12 course meals. Although that sounds really great.
It does sound good.
Podcast and I was like, yeah, I would love a chocolate croissant with this, but it's like, okay, let's just do a crock pot. So like making it work. Like,
yes.
and like you said, like nothing's worse than it being like 5:30 and you're like, I have no idea what's for dinner. And so just mm-hmm. taking that little extra time and that discipline Saturday or Sunday, like popping an audiobook or a podcast or a Netflix or like whatever, get your planner out and just list out, like you said, like 4 to 5 dinners. And one of those can be Chick-fil-A. One of those can be a crock pot.
Sure.
One of those can be
yes.
leftovers. Like make it easy for yourself and for your family. And like you said, like that meal prep in itself is just, it's one less ball you have to worry about, right? So don't worry about dropping it. And then you just have it as a system, as a habit throughout your week. And it's like, yes, like, and that's the thing is like, you start to realize like, oh, I can create these in different areas of my life. And that's when things begin to kind of piece together.
So brilliant. I also really love the point, and I just wanted to touch on it one more time of that, like it depends on the season that you're in. And I think that's such a great, important point to make. And I can totally relate to that. My youngest is 16 months now, almost 17 months. But like that first year of her life, I just was not in a place to be able to do as much as like I can even do now, if that makes sense. So like when we're talking about these lists and making, you know, manageable tasks that you can do all the time, I feel like I had to come to the realization that like, I'm going to let go of certain things right now because yes. I have a newborn and I'm postpartum and I am like trying to yes. juggle two other kids and you know whatever else you have going on in your life. Maybe it's a crazy work schedule season or something. Just knowing that it's okay to let go of some things during certain times, I feel like it could be just so liberating and a game changer too.
The liberation is the perfect word for that because I feel like as moms, especially in the generation that we live in, where we live in this quote unquote perfect like Pinterest, Instagram world, and it feels yes. like, okay, this mom's postpartum and she's got all of her ish together and I can't even like brush my hair right now. Like
totally, yes.
From reality, like massive roots magoo over here, like really like
dry. Anyways, you guys should see the video behind the scene of our recording. Yes,
for real. We're both put like, whatever.
Right.
You
right?
look great. You look great.
Bro, you look great. We should keep doing this. Like, no, yeah. You look great.
Yeah.
Okay. But regardless, like, yes, like it is so liberating to give yourself that freedom of like, again, that self-awareness of what season are you in right now? And put on those blinders, like get out of that comparison trap and focus in again, like what is important, what is meaningful to you and to your family, what is gonna like bring you guys that fulfillment. And that's what you focus on. You let go of like everything that doesn't serve you right now. Like when you are postpartum versus like when your kiddo is 16, 17, 18 months, like it's totally different.
It's very different. And I think that can really be applied to the, you know, the pandemic situation that we've all been living in for a very long time. And depending on where you are, things are just up in the air and stuff changes. Like my daughter, my oldest, just went back to school last week in person, and now there's weather and we're back out again. Like it's just, you know, being able to pivot and then me knowing like, okay, she's back out of school again. So I've got to take a few things off my plate this week because it's just not going to happen. You know, like being able to be flexible, like what you said earlier, you used that word, I think is also important.
For sure. Having this like really beautiful blend of structure and flexibility and then having that, the grace and the ability, like letting go of that rigidness that I think so many of us try to hold on to because it's like, oh, the one thing we can control is our schedule. It's actually like, well, but when mom life happens. So like being able to let go, roll things over, adjust, pivot, like pivoting is one of the superpowers, like as moms, like we need to really embrace because all the time, like unexpected things are happening. And that's where we feel defeated and like things spiral because we don't know how to pivot, let things go, bounce back, like all of these things. So being able to see that in your own life and like you said, like let it go and figure out what's the next best right thing, like right now, like that is freedom for your life.
For sure. And I mean, we're saying all this, it is hard to do. So like anybody listening, that's like, oh my gosh, that feels crazy to try to let things go. Like it's hard, but like you said, letting go too of the, like, you know, the Pinterest culture and the Instagram culture and like the perfect mom life that you see or that a lot of people put out there, is difficult. Like there's so much pressure on moms to just do everything like perfectly.
Well, I mean, like when you really look, and this is like the occupational therapist, I mean, like loving research, but when you really look at like what research shows and like the impact that it has on mental health and depression mm-hmm. and anxiety and how it makes you feel, like it doesn't feel good for any of us to see someone like perfectly polished on this quick Instagram shot. And you look at yourself and you're like, wow, like I feel like crap right now. Like I think we've all been there. And so being able to really assess, like, is this healthy for me? Like, what do I need to, like what boundaries do I need to put in place so I can, you know, focus in on being the best version of me for my kids, not comparing my life with someone on social media or even like someone in your own town, like really mm-hmm. focusing in on, okay, like what's important to me and my family and let's 10X on that.
I love it. Okay. You've given us like so many great things to
I
think about.
Like I've been
myself,
I'm like,
myself included. No, I love it.
Girl, I get like so passionate and I'm like, I just fire hydrant everybody on this and I'm so sorry, but I hope you guys picked up like some seed of inspiration or wisdom because like there's so much steam out of my mouth because I'm so passionate about like how as moms, like we can really cultivate this change. Like it doesn't have to be so hard. And if it feels hard, if it feels overwhelming, like all we have to do is just take inspired action, one baby step forward today that over time creates that momentum and that compound effect in our life. And what's even cooler about this is that we're changing legacies to come, right? It's not just us for the sake of having a pretty Instagram picture, but really like putting those roots in deep, because if we don't tend to our like motherhood garden, those weeds are going to come up and really like become our life. So what can we do to get rid of those weeds and focusing in on creating our garden, creating and giving that garden to our kids so they can flourish is just like such a blessing and a great responsibility that we have and as moms take ownership of.
I love that. And I think that when you can take a step back and realize like, okay, things are really hard right now. Maybe I need to like reevaluate and do some things to help myself. I know that just helps you become a better parent too, because it's hard to be a good mom when you're like feel like you're spiraling out of control. Like, I know I lose my temper more easily. I'm yelling at my kids more because I'm feeling out of control. So then it just totally projects on them, which is not great.
Right. But then it impacts them and their actions and their attitude and then their like foundational life skills. And it's, I mean, we've all done it, but like, this is like the most cliche quote ever. And it's like obnoxious, but you can't like pour from an empty cup, right? And we can't give what we don't have. So if we aren't loving ourselves as moms, if we aren't taking time for ourselves, if we don't have like a calm inside, which we're not always going to be calm all the time, but if our insides are just like constantly chaos, our mind, our thoughts, our thought, like everything, how can we become and give those like deep, solid, just stable tools to our kids and love to our kids and all, like we can, but is it going to be as effective as when we are taking care and tending to ourselves as moms? No. So that's why it's so important that we do tend to ourselves, even if it's just 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever that looks like. Because when we are whole and grounded and stable, like that's when we can truly give life for our kids to thrive and to flourish as well. And when our families can begin to thrive and flourish, because I truly believe too, that as moms, like we are the heart of our homes. We set the tone for our homes. Like when we are off, you know, like when we're off, when we're angry, when we yell, like I've done it, we've all done it, but like, look how much that affects your kids, your husband, like everyone feeds off of our energy. And that's a huge responsibility for us as moms. So if we can draw conversation around that and awareness around that, I feel like that's when things can truly begin to change and that dial begins to change. And honestly, like the world begins to change. Like it starts with us and our home and our kids. And we are really raising that next generation. And that starts with our hearts and our reflection. And then giving our kids those tools too.
Yes, yes, yes. So much yes.
All the yeses.
Well, tell us like what you're up to, how you're helping moms, and how people can find you and connect with you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's just been amazing to have these conversations. I feel like we need to have more of these conversations so moms can realize, yes, like there is freedom in this. Like it doesn't have to be this huge, burdensome, hard thing, but we have to have this conversation. So thank you so much for letting me to be able to share my heart and our mission. So your listeners can find me. We actually have our podcast show, The Blossoming Moms Show on iTunes or wherever you tune into podcasts. And also over on Instagram is where we're popping most often. So blossomingmoms_co. And then our website, blossomingmoms.co.co as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll link all the good stuff as usual. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Head over to sweetestandtoughestjob.com. You'll find additional episodes there, as well as information from today's episode, resources, and links. We'd love to connect with you on social media at sweetestandtoughestjob on either Instagram or Facebook. And a special thank you to Makai Pace for all the original music used.